listening to Every Voice Matters with Dori Francis, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's good to see you. Oh, I'm so emotional about this first show. I'm happy, excited, and real, authentic. You can see Aspen in the background. She's my service dog and is here to give me support. I was with LA Talk Radio. I'm so emotional. Back in 2009. And was with LA Talk Radio and Sam and his amazing team for a couple of years. And at that time did a show about troubled teens, and there was no social marketing back then. So we had lots of programs in schools come on and share about what they're doing and helping kids. And this time we're going to do a little something different. I have called the show All Things Considered, but it's really about Every Voice Matters. I have been working over the last couple of months talking with lots of people who are going to be joining the show as guests starting next week, from all over the United States and even internationally. So I think it's an opportunity and my attention. People who have real stories to share, and not to say that some of these are not going to be from programs in schools that are helping adolescents and young adults, because they are, but they're also bringing a personal piece of their life to the story of what they're sharing. And that's really what Every Voice Matters is about. So I invite people to call in, ask questions, share comments, especially with all the guests. I'll be posting that and who will be there, so you'll have an opportunity to really talk to everyone. But such a wide variety of people, and I'm truly humbled at the people who have reached out and said that they want to be a part of this show and they want to share their story. And they want to talk about their lives, and they want to talk about what they're offering to their communities and this world. I think this last year has been extremely difficult for a lot of people in very, very different ways. Having a pandemic that touches the world really affects everybody. And we're going to talk about some of those effects via academics, via personal stories, via people who've moved and chosen to live a different life because of what they've discovered through the pandemic, and really get to share some of their lessons with you. And hopefully in the Every Voice Matters aspect of the show, you will get to hear some people who are really touching your heart as well. And I invite you to reach out to them also and talk about what maybe is touching your life in this journey. Next week, we're actually going to have our first guest, and her name is Kristen, and she is from the Darrow School in New York. When I talked to her earlier this week, she was being compounded by feet of snow. But we've been talking about how academics have affected our youth, and we know that that's affecting children from preschool all the way up through college. We're seeing the effects in middle school and high school and those in college as well. And want to hear from you some questions for her about your own concerns or your experiences, and really reaching out and supporting each other as well. This is an opportunity to connect and support each other as we continue to learn how we're going to manifest our lives through this continued pandemic, because I do think it's still going to be here for at least another year. And that's kind of sad, and we're missing traveling, we're missing connections, we're missing seeing our friends and our family. We're missing activities and adventures. It will come back. How it comes back and how it affects all of us, I think will be a change for everyone. Another person then we have coming on is Chris Cougar. And Chris is actually a financial planner with Edward Jones. He's going to talk about some of the different aspects of financial planning, taking a lot of questions from people who are trying to figure out either how to start their financial planning, change their financial planning. Some people are preparing for retirement, me, and wanting to do something different in their lives, which is what I'm hoping to be able to do in the next couple of years. Not to say that I haven't loved my advocacy work with kids for the last 20 years, but I am looking to take this opportunity to continue to do some adventures and hopefully visit still some other places in the world. Was due to go to Spain before the pandemic hit and hope to be able to get back there and do that again in the coming years. And speaking of international, we're going to have Sanford Shapiro, who's worked in the industry for many, many years. We actually have lived next to each other when we were in Pacific Grove, California, and at the same time. And that's when I started my first show with LA Talk Radio. And today I also want to say congratulations to Sam. Actually, today in 2008 was his first show, February 4th, 2008. And he's created an amazing opportunity for so many people over the years to be able to have their own radio show and talk about different things and to be able to offer people help and support and information and have fun and laugh and listen to music. And it truly is entertaining. So Sam, thank you for all the years that you've put into LA Talk Radio. I am so honored to be back. Glad that you're still here. Didn't know that it was going to take me 10 years from the last time, but happy to be back and celebrate with you. What an honor to have my first show start again on your anniversary. Sanford, however, though, is living in Ecuador, and he's going to share with us what it's like to have made a change from living in the United States to living in Ecuador and all of the adventures that that has brought him and what those changes have been like, and how living abroad when you're hopefully retiring and still working can be a part of your life. We're also going to have Malia Snyder, Dr. Malia Snyder, who works with Open Sky Wilderness in Durango, Colorado, be on the show. And Malia wants to talk about heart connections and how she has seen those heart connections change since this pandemic, especially, and what that has been like for her personally and what she is hoping to do and bring to the world as well through her work. Another person we're going to have is Amanda Redwine. Amanda actually was a client of mine many years ago. My first call with her was extremely emotional. She was a mom who was in great crises and distress with her son, who was hospitalized and in very serious condition. And through a series of events, he attended Wilderness and he attended residential at Daniels Academy in Utah. And he is home and doing very well. Amanda worked in corporate when I first met her, and she has since left the corporate world, become a therapist, and has written a book. And the book is called Skunk Nugget Parenting. And I have read it. You can find it on Amazon. It's a great book. And I think it will be wonderful for her to share her journey with all of you about her adventure and all that she's learned through her parenting. And she also has an announcement to make about some of the work she's going to be doing with Evoke Wilderness as well. And I'm just so amazed and proud of her for everything that she's been through. It was not easy for many, many different reasons. And she is a woman who stood in her integrity, was honest with her son, was honest with herself, and did some really hard work. And I think she has a lot to share. And hopefully a lot of you can relate to some of the things in her book, Skunk Nugget Parenting. We're also going to have Amy on, who works at Stretch Zone. And I will tell you personally that having worked with Amy and her team to do some stretching has brought things to my body that I didn't know existed. I do stretching at home on a daily basis and yoga, but what they offer you goes beyond that. And it sincerely has made a difference for me, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, helps my soul. And the kind of stretching that they do, a type of physical therapy stretching, I've seen young kids in there. I've seen people in there in their 90s. It's truly a feel for to be on the show and talk about what they do and the benefits of what they offer. We're also going to have Darren on. Darren has been working in the mental health industry, troubled teen help industry, for a long time, and she now works for a wilderness program, and she's going to talk about how they treat some of the adolescent mental health issues outdoors in wilderness. Wilderness has come a long way since I first started in this industry in 2000. A lot of changes, a lot of amazing, amazing things that are happening for kids and young adults. And Darren's going to be able to share with us some of the things that they're offering and some of the benefits that they bring. Another guest I'm going to have is Louise Stanger, and I am so honored that she is making the time to be on this show. She lives in California. She is a professional interventionist. She has been in the industry for a long time. She's written quite a few books. Her new book is called Addiction in the Family. She is a well-known expert and extremely busy. So being able to get her scheduled to be on the show and share her new book and talk about intervention and the things that she's done for so many years, answer some of your questions about who an interventionist is and what they do. And in the way that Louise does it is very hands-on, very personable. And again, it's going to be such an honor to have her on the show and share with all of you. Also going to have Randy Oakley on the show. Randy was the original founder of Spirit Wilderness and is now the owner of Pasea Life in Utah, which is a young adult opportunity. Randy's actually going to talk about foster care kids and one of the challenges that happens with foster care kids is when they turn 18 and they age out of the system, what happens to them? Who helps them? Who takes care of them? Where do they go? As we know, a lot of us, a lot of these kids end up on the street because there are no services available for them when they age out of the system. Randy himself, over the years, has had 36 foster care children. I don't know that many people know that about him, and it's pretty amazing for someone to open their heart and their home to that many children over the years. And I know that many of them stay in touch with Randy. For a lot of them, he was their dad. He was the only dad they ever had. And I've been doing some research in regards to Randy being on the show about foster kids aging out of the system. And it's very disturbing and pretty sad what happens. I've actually spoken recently to a young man who's 20 who aged out of the foster care system, and he's considering coming on the show and sharing his story. He pretty much grew up in foster care from about the age of 14 after the death of both of his parents, and there just were no other relatives that were able to take him in. And once he turned 18, it was, you need to figure this out. Fortunately, after a couple of years of being homeless, he's had an opportunity, which is opening a door for him. And he really wants to share, though, his story about what that's been like and make people aware to not forget about these kids when they turn 18. Another interventionist is going to be on the show. His name is Travis Whitaker, and he has a pretty incredible story to share. And he's extremely honest and very vulnerable with the things that he went through. It was a very, very hard road for Travis. He basically almost lost his family. He almost lost his life several times and has really come about to not only working at helping others who want to step into recovery, but also putting himself out there in a way that not a lot of people do, with the real on some of the devastation and how he's coming out the other side, has come out the other side. But it's a continued situation, day by day. And he's just built a wonderful website, which he will share and give you more information so that you can see and visit and learn about some of the things that he offers. Very personable, and I'm really happy that he's making time to be on the show as well. And then I have a personal friend who's going to be on the show. Her name is Jamie, and Jamie and her husband Darby are actually building a home in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And when I say building a home, I mean they themselves in their 50s have been building their home from the ground up themselves. These two people, I just never imagined and have never seen or witnessed people who are actually physically building the home themselves. And they've been through a lot of situations. She's learned a lot about herself. She's learned a lot about building, and Jamie is one of those people who pretty much is hands-on anyway with things that she can do and fix. She's often my go-to when I have a question about how to fix the toilet, and Jamie will know. But I've been very, very impressed at watching this situation of their house coming to be. And especially as winter started approaching, they did ask for some help to get the roof out so that they can now work on the inside of the house. But she has a lot to share. I've encouraged her that she really needs to write a blog or a book about her experience, her and her husband's experience of building this home. There's been a couple of injuries. There's been some celebrations. There's been some disappointments. There's been some aha moments. And it's been really fun to witness and watch from afar the building of the home. And I look forward to celebrating with them when it's finished. So I think that'll be a fun show, and people can call in and ask a lot of questions. And I have no doubt that Jamie can answer those for you. I'm also going to have Joel Lindman on. He is a chiropractor. He is a chiropractor that I see. Also, I have seen, I don't know, 10, 15 different chiropractors, starting from when I was pregnant. So that's 35 years ago. And I have to say he has a different way of assisting. It's great for babies, children, elderly, and everybody in between. And I've never had the results that I've had. since I've been seeing him. It's been about 2 years now. It's not bone cracking, neck crunching, twisting. It's a very different way of maintaining good health. And he's actually going to change his schedule and not see clients to be on the show, which, again, I'm very, very honored and humbled that somebody is willing to do that in their day. Wondering how he does chiropractic work, how he thinks about it. And again, asking you to call in and ask some questions and find out more. Having good health is important for all of us. And whether you're young or you're older, anything in between, we all need to concentrate and work on our health. Looking at my notes, we're going to have, Trace Embry is going to be on the show. And he is the founder of Shepherd's Hill Academy. I actually did an interview with Trace a couple months ago, and he was very detailed in what he shared. And I really am honored that he's going to come on and share his story of how Shepherd's Hill Academy came to be. It was such a heartwarming story, and I don't think people often hear about how people start their adventures, how they actually go from nothing to building an incredible school that he has helped. I don't know how many thousands of kids over the years. And he also has a radio show. He also posts a lot of information on LinkedIn. I see it almost every day. He's very, very passionate about what he does. And I feel, again, very honored that he's going to be able to come on and share his story. I found it very, very interesting, and I'm very open to hearing it again. Another person who's going to be on the show is David Plush. I've known David now for maybe 8 to 10 years. He is a realtor. I met him when he was in San Francisco. He has done a lot of real estate for very high dollar people, and he does a lot of real estate to help people get into their first homes. Very, very knowledgeable. And he just wants to share some information and answer some questions about what type of home you may be interested in buying. Some questions you may have about how best to do that, things to ask for, things to look for. He actually buys homes as well and refurbishes them and then resells them. So I'm not a real estate person, but when I have a question, sometimes I will call and run it by David. He's very, very knowledgeable. And he now lives in Virginia, in San Francisco. And I am seeing text messages come in from people who are saying they're trying to call in to the show to say hi, and it's not connecting. So, Sam, if you're listening, I'm not sure. The number that I have for people to call in is 373-203-0815. And if that's not the right number, I'm not sure, but we'll need to make sure we get that figured out definitely for next week when our guests are on, because we do want to have people calling into the show and being able to ask questions and chat. So I'll make sure that we get that figured out for next week's show. And thank you, everyone, for trying to call in. I'm not sure what's happening. That's on Sam's end of the situation. I don't get to control that, but we'll definitely make sure that that's up and running for next week. And thank you for trying. I'll just have to fill today's show with as much information as I can. Another guest we're going to have on the show is Mike Carlson, and he is with Golden Healer Service Dogs in Draper, Utah. It's actually where my service dog, Aspen, came from. She just turned 2 last week, and Mike does an incredible amount of work in breeding only dogs that are used for service dogs and therapy dogs for a variety of different people, for kids that are on the autism spectrum scale, for psychiatric service dogs, for those that are dealing with anxiety, PTSD, and depression. He has service dogs for veterans. He has a couple of therapists who have his service dogs now and uses them in their therapy practice. He takes his dogs out to visit. I'm not sure how much visiting they're doing now because of the pandemic, but he has, I believe, a dog that has also started working with the local fire department or police department. Mike will have to clarify that. And just being able to learn how it is that he breeds his dogs for this specialty. I can say that Aspen, the dog I have, which is a miniature golden doodle, has been extremely easy in training. Very, very smart young lady, and has been exceptional in all of the work that I've done with her. I've continued to work with several trainers here in Colorado, hoping to get some of them to come on the show as well and share service dog training. There is a big difference between service dogs and emotional support animals. And I have another person who does service dog training in Utah, and she is hoping to come on the show as well to really help explain what some of those differences are. And now that the airlines have made changes about not taking an emotional support animal on the airplane, I know a lot of people are feeling very distressed about that. I've spoken with several associates that I know and several friends I know who travel with their service dogs. And they see people who are wanting to take their emotional support dogs on the plane. And this has become very distressing to them that they're not able to do that. I think that things got out of control when people started bringing other animals, especially the peacock that was very famous in the news for somebody. We've seen people with pet snakes and rabbits, obviously cats, and somebody tried to bring a miniature horse one time. It just really did get out of control, and I'm sure made other people who were traveling uncomfortable. But really opening up that show to discussing that as well, hearing your thoughts and feelings. I know that emotional support animals are very, very important for people as well. And what is that going to be like for you travel-wise? Is that going to change how you travel? Will you not fly? Will you drive? Will you truly not travel with your emotional support animal, or will you check them in as an animal who has to fly in cargo hold? And some people have told me, no, I won't do that. I won't allow that to happen. So another topic, I think, of conversation for people to have, and it's very heart touching. So looking forward to having those conversations with Mike. Chris Black is going to be with us. Chris has been in the industry as well for a long time. He currently works at Corner Canyon Health Centers. They just recently went through a name change. And Chris hasn't quite yet told me what he's going to talk about, but he has got a great sense of humor. He did say maybe he'll do some dancing on the show. I would look forward to that myself. I always enjoy Chris when he comes to visit because he orders dessert first. And that's just the way that he has every single meal. He says dessert is most important, so let's do that first. I'm looking forward to whatever he's going to come up with. I know that it's going to be fun and entertaining, and you will definitely laugh when Chris comes on the show. And then just this morning before I started, I got Anthony, who also is in the dog area, and he works with Sit Means Sit. And boy, trying to get Anthony on the show has taken me quite a while. They have been on a lot of television. They have been on USA Today. They've been on ESPN. let's see, they've been on, he's been in Sports Illustrated, he's been on Good Morning America, he's been on the Today Show, MSN, Discovery Channel. They've been written about in the Washington Post. He's been in People Magazine. He's been on ABC. And I know that there's more. I didn't get them all written down. And they have a very distinct way of training. It is somewhat controversial for some people. And I have seen incredible. Those are some of the guests that we have scheduled. I have scheduled for now through the middle of June, and continue to be talking to and working with other people who would like to be a guest on the show. I've spoken with a parent coach. I've spoken with somebody who has changed careers. I've spoken with actually a neighbor who would like to come on the show. She's just trying to kind of gear herself up. Her husband had early dementia. He's in his early 50s, and it hit very suddenly. And within about 3 months, he went from being a vibrant husband where they were world traveling, going on cruises, golfing, playing tennis, and to him waking up and not knowing who she was or who he was. And her story has really affected our community. We've rallied around her with a lot of support. He is now in a living care facility because it just became too much for her to do at home. It became dangerous in a lot of ways. And she really wants to share her story. Had a lot of life plans. They had both just retired last January, and now things have changed. As I like to say, sometimes life does, and in a moment, change, and everything is different. So it's not something I have a lot of knowledge about. I am doing some research on that. I had a grandmother who, she was much, much older, though, 84, who ended up having a care facility, completely healthy, but just didn't know who anybody was anymore. So I'm also open to suggestions about guests you might like to have, topics you might like to hear about. I'm doing a lot of research before I bring a guest on. I really want to be aware of the things that they're talking about as well and sharing in that information. Like I said, every voice matters. I know that there's a lot of you out there who have adventures you've been on that I think people would love to hear about. I know that you've had life-changing situations take place. I know that you've done amazing things with your careers and that you have created families, that you've written books, you have a blog, lots of different things that people have the ability, and I want to create the option for you to come onto the show and really just share your story. This is not a marketing show, although that has been put out there that that's what I was doing again. No, not this time. Been there, done that, not doing that again. This really is about people and what's going on in our world and reaching out. I am speaking to a woman who lives in Paris, France. She is here from the States, very well-known psychiatrist, is doing some incredible research over there and hoping to get her on later this summer, scheduled depending. I'm also talking to some people in the adoption district. There's a lot of research going on in that area as well. And really want to touch on some of those things that seem to be affecting people and that they're talking about. But I also want people on. I have a local landscaper who's going to help me redo my yard this year. And we've already started before winter came, winterizing the yard, preparing nutrients for the soil. I'm learning all kinds of things. I have a very small yard, but we're going to try and create a Zen garden and use a lot of pots and other aspects to put into the yard. So would like to get her on as well. She starts getting busy right after Mother's Day and doesn't have a chance to breathe until winter comes. But we'll do our best and maybe be able to show you some of the projects that she's created. She's done a lot. I live in Broomfield, which is in between Denver and Boulder. And just learning some of those things about gardening and creating what you might want to have for yourself, whether you have a very small yard or a very large yard. So again, I'm just open to what you may want to hear about, things that are important to you. Even if you don't want to be a guest on the show, if you have an idea for a topic, if you have an interest, if you have something that you would like more information about, please reach out and let me know. I am researching to have people come on the show and share their stories. Somebody did ask me to share just a little bit about me. I don't like talking about me, but and just share a little bit. I'm coming out of my comfort zone, which is a part of this process. Actually doing video is coming out of my comfort zone. My first show on LA Talk Radio was all audio. So I do believe in stretching ourselves and change is good. I was born in San Francisco in 1953. I was adopted at birth. Did find my adopted mom some years ago, and also found out that I have a sister. We found that out through Ancestry.com, and I was able to visit with her in Washington, where she lives, and she was able to visit with me here in Colorado. Interesting that in her adoption papers, it did state that there were no other siblings, which was true because she is older. And then in my adoption papers, it also said that there were no other siblings, which was not true because they had had her and given her up for adoption. Same parents. And then we did find out that we have a half brother. So adoption is something that I've personally involved myself in through my personal career. It is an area that I've continued to do a lot of research and that I really like to work with adopted kids. A lot of the attachment issues are very common. It's very hard on parents. One of the things that a lot of international adoptions don't tell parents is some of the pitfalls that might be coming their way and how to prepare for those, and parents just don't have a clue. So it's very sad to, you know, see that happen. I am working to get an international adoption expert to come on the show. Probably not until August, just based on their schedule, but to have some of that information be able to be shared. And again, questions, hoping we could get this phone number thing worked out for the future show so that you can call in and ask those questions. I lived in the San Bernardino area when I was, first growing up. And then my family moved to Los Altos. And there were a lot of things that happened in between that move. And at some point, maybe I'll share those stories. They're just not ready for me to put out today. But growing up in the Los Altos area was a lot of fun. It's very different now, big city. Not the great orchards that we got to run around in, you know, when I was a child. And I look forward to maybe sharing more about those stories as we go. I've had a lot of different jobs as I was growing up. Worked for my dad, who was a veterinarian. I always said he loved animals more than he loved people. And it did instill in me and the rest of our siblings, a lot of love for animals. And so I'm very grateful, you know, for that. Enjoyed my work with him. He wanted me to go to veterinarian school. He actually went to school here in Colorado. And I just saw how hard he worked. I saw him get up in the middle of the night when there was an emergency. I saw him work weekends. I saw him work holidays. It was not unusual for him to get up from a Christmas dinner and take off to go help somebody's animal who'd been hit by a car or had eaten something and become ill. And I just felt that that was not something I wanted to do with my life. Little did I know that working in the world of advocacy was going to create some of those same challenges. When I started, I remember that first year on a Thanksgiving, getting up from the table and taking a call from a mom whose daughter had run away, and she was just hysterical. I worked many nights. I remember taking a call at 2 a.m. from a parent who said, "I'm ready and I need my son to go into treatment. And I'm sorry that I'm calling you at this time, but if I don't do it now, I never will." I have worked many weekends, many holidays, many nights, and I have no regrets. I feel very, very blessed in the career that I've had as an advocate for children. Often called an educational consultant because that's the title that a lot of people refer to it as. But I really started off doing advocacy work with kids in our local school district when I was raising my daughter in Pacific Grove, California, and helping kids who were on IEPs and just working through the aspects of getting them the help that they needed. And it really was a trip that I took to Utah. And I will thank Brad Girard, and I'm hoping to get him on the show as well. Brad Girard was working at Provo Canyon at the time, and there was a young man who was being referred to Provo Canyon. And when I asked the school district, "What's a Provo Canyon? Why Utah?" Nobody could give me an answer. Back in 2001, there were a handful of programs that school districts referred to, and Provo Canyon was at the top of their list. So I flew out. I flew out and showed up with a list of about 100 questions and walked into the office, and their marketing people handed me a little package and said, "Thank you for coming." And I went, "What? No, I want to see everything. I want to meet a school teacher. I want to know about their academics. I wanted to know what this timeout room was. I wanted to know what they were eating. I wanted to see the cafeteria. I wanted to see the bedrooms where the kids were sleeping. I wanted to know what they did for activities and fun. I wanted to know how the families were involved in the process of sending their child from California to Utah and what that was going to look like." And they were baffled. They said, "We don't have people who come here and want to see those things." But Brad was very generous with his time. He happened to be there that day, and I spent several hours with him and asked him lots of questions, and walked me out to my car and just said, "Wow, you're a great ed consultant." And I'm thinking to myself, "What's that?" I had no idea. So when I got home, I actually Googled that, and I read about ed consultants and just thought, I can do that. I can combine my advocacy work with ed consulting. If that's what it takes, that's started a company shortly after and have been doing that for 20 years. So that's a short version of my life and where I've come to be. I am a creative person. I like to open doors for others. I like to assist others in being successful. I like to assist others in finding their journey and their path and their passion. And it's one of the reasons I'm back to doing this particular radio show. It's another venue that offers people that opportunity to discover things about themselves. I have no doubt that I will discover things about myself through all the different guests that we have on, and through the research that I'm doing as well about these guests. I really want to learn about them and know what they're bringing to this opportunity, this radio show. So again, that's why Every Voice Matters is important to me. I do have a couple of kids under the age of 18 who've asked to be on the show. They would like to talk about their wilderness experience or their residential treatment experience. I will speak to them. I will speak to their parents. It will need to be with parental consent when somebody's under the age of 18. They have good stories to share. This is not a, you know, let's bash the programs, Paris Hilton kind of thing. Not doing that. There's enough of that out there. They really want to talk about what was going on in their lives when their parents made this decision and how scared they were as well. And to really hear it from their side. We oftentimes think that they're just acting out and being bad kids, and that's original troubled teen came from. So I'm hoping that we can take a different path and do things in a different way. I want to thank you for being here today, listening to me on my first show. Sorry, some of you who are trying to call in, I see the messages you're trying to call in and say hi. I so appreciate that. And I will work with Sam to make sure that we have that number up and running for our guests next week, because it's really important that you get to come in and ask questions and make comments and participate in the show. That's my intention. That's my goal. That's my vision for Every Voice Matters, is that your voice matters as well. So not just the guests who are on the show, but for those of you who would like to participate and be a part of what I'm trying to offer here. And again, open to feedback, open to suggestions. This isn't going to be perfect. It might get messy. I have a dog who might bark sometimes. I have a cat who's trying to get in the door right now because she doesn't like that it's closed. This is real life, and this is happening from my office in my home, because I closed my office in Boulder last year after COVID, could not see clients face-to-face anymore. So comfortable, authentic atmosphere, be yourself, show up in your jammies if you want to, in your fuzzy slippers. It's just about being here, being real, and connecting with each other. And that's my vision, that's my hope. For all of us in what we're doing, and to keep an open mind, to keep an open heart, be respectful of each other, be respectful of our guests, really come to the table with some good questions. And it's okay. You know, it's okay that we don't always agree with each other. That's part of the process. So I will look forward to seeing all of you again, next Thursday, 11 o'clock Pacific time, 12 Mountain, 1 Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. And stay safe, everyone. Stay healthy and well. Do whatever works best for you. Do what's best for your neighbors and your community and your family. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, but hopefully do it in a safe way. And reach out, like I said, reach out with questions, reach out with comments, reach out with anything that you would like to share and bring to the table, or suggestions for the type of guests that you'd like to see. I'm happy to do that research for you and see who I can find and who I can bring here for all of us, to learn and be a part of this process. Thank you for being here today. I really, really appreciate it. And it's a learning process for me as well. Being on the radio now in a visual form is brand new, but I'll do my very, very best. And you will see the authentic me. You will have Dory. And if you have questions for me as well, please let me know. I'm happy to answer those also. take care, everyone. Just take care of yourselves and be kind to each other. The world is struggling right now in so many different ways. We really need, we can every single day. And it's not always comfortable and it's not always easy and we don't always agree, and that's okay. I see Aspen is waking up from her nap, so good timing. And I'll look forward to seeing all of you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Every Voice Matters with Dori Francis, only on LA Talk Radio.